Utah voters are faced with a record number of ballot initiatives this election cycle. This week, we're bringing you stories of voices behind some of those initiatives, including Proposition 3, which would expand Medicaid to more low-income Utahns. As KUER's Julia Ritchie reports, this ballot measure would go beyond a partial expansion approved by state lawmakers earlier this year.
Shantae Lowell has just dropped her two young sons at daycare and is getting ready for work at her Farmington home. Her kitchen is like most working moms, with Oreo cereal in the cupboard and sippy cups on the counter. But one drawer sticks out.
You know, most people in their top drawer have silverware. I have medical supplies. I have all of my alcohol swabs and my IV preps.
Lowell slides open a drawer filled with supplies she uses to treat her type 1 diabetes. The 30-year-old mom also suffers from lupus and rheumatoid arthritis, and her 3-year-old son Cooper has achondroplasia dwarfism. She's meticulous about organizing her meds.
This is my insulin stash.
In her refrigerator door, below the ketchup and mayo, are two rows of insulin boxes.
I have a neighbor who actually just brought these over last week. She knew that I was kind of in this situation, and she just said, hey, I got some extra insulin. Here you go.
That situation is Lowell's recent divorce, which resulted in her losing her ex-husband's insurance and being placed into what's known as a primary care network. It's bare bones, she says, with no access to specialists and only some of her prescriptions covered. She's had to start rationing her meds to make ends meet. Between a modest alimony, child support, and a part-time job, she brings in just over $18,000 a year, at least on paper. She says the actual number is much less. That puts her into what's known as the insurance gap.
I don't qualify for any of the Obamacare plans. Plus, I don't qualify for Medicaid.
That's why she's telling her story to bolster support for Proposition 3, which would expand Medicaid for people earning up to 138% of the federal poverty level. That's about $20,000 for a family of three like Lowell's, or $25,000 for a family of four. Idaho and Nebraska are also voting on Medicaid, joining a growing number of red states that had initially resisted expansion of the program through the Affordable Care Act.
The biggest misconception is that the Medicaid expansion is only going to affect those who essentially aren't working, but that's not the case. It's actually going to expand Medicaid in the direction that it will help more people who are hardworking individuals that are just trying to survive.
With medical marijuana drawing much of the attention this cycle, Prop 3 has mostly flown under the radar with little organized opposition. The last poll over the summer showed more than 60% in favor. To cover the state's share of the expansion, Utahns will be asked to raise the sales tax from 4.7% to 4.85%. That worries Sandy Republican Robert Spindlove.
While I think their goals are in the right place, I think it's going too far, and I think it's too expensive when what we've already done in the legislature has fully covered the gap.
Spindlove is a member of the Utah House who crafted the bill that expanded Medicaid up to 100% of the federal poverty level during the last legislative session. He argues that most people earning above that threshold already qualify for subsidies through the Affordable Care Act. But Courtney Bullard of the Utah Health Policy Project says it's not that straightforward, as Shantae Lowell's story demonstrates. Bullard works with Utah Decides, the group behind Prop 3.
In Utah, you can't just be poor to get Medicaid. You have to be poor and pregnant. You have to be poor and disabled. You have to be poor and meet these other stipulations that make it difficult to get into the Medicaid program. We're making it simpler.
Representative Spindlove says that may come at a steep price.
Unless we have a way to kind of mitigate costs and control risk, and if the program grows higher than we anticipate, where do we find the money?
We do know that the cost of care is increasing, and we tried to compensate for that.
Courtney Bullard again. She says they specifically calculated the tax increase to cover more than the projected costs of expansion.
So in our sales tax, which is going to pay for 10% of the expansion, the federal government will pay for the other 90%. We overshot.
Bullard says the state's proposal also faces a legal obstacle due to a work requirement that is currently under federal review. This has slowed down efforts in Kentucky and other red states that pursued partial expansions. Bullard estimates Prop 3, which she describes as a clean expansion, would cover an additional 150,000 people. For Farmington mom Shantae Lowell, it can't come soon enough. She says the stress of not having adequate health coverage has only made things worse.
Stress has caused a major health imposition for me because it causes all of my disorders to flare up and my health just kind of spirals out of control.
Lowell, a Republican and Mormon, says she was raised believing in the notion of self-sufficiency and has had to talk with family and friends to combat stigma around social programs like Medicaid.
Unfortunately, I never thought I would find myself in this situation where I needed, you know, state assistance and help to maintain my health right now. I'm no good to my two kids when I'm dead, and without having adequate health care, I won't last very long.
Lowell says she's not looking for a handout, but a way to bridge the gap until her kids are old enough to attend school and she can work full time again. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.